So what's another thing we hear about at this time of year? How about the New Year's Honours List? Let's Talk Nature writer Barry Madden has been suggesting a few New Year's Honours of his own for those people in the background who carry out important work to help wildlife and conservation. Here's Tim with Barry's nominations.
It's time for the establishment to identify those amongst us who qualify for New Year's Honours. Heads up, it won't be me. Worthy people all, but I thought it would be fitting to identify some folk, unsung heroes in the main, who I think qualify for special recognition. So here is my personal list of people I think should be given high accolade for their unstinting, unselfish, and largely unrecognised services to wildlife and conservation. Firstly, let's hear it for all those hard-working wardens and their staff that spend their time looking after our wonderful wildlife reserves. People who dedicate their lives to ensuring our wild spaces and the creatures that depend upon them can flourish. Let's celebrate their continuous efforts to ensure these special sites can remain accessible to us, the public, whilst safeguarding endangered animals. Many of these will not be obvious to us, or even within our sphere of knowledge, but will nonetheless be nurtured and cherished as important pieces of the environmental puzzle. Let's applaud the education officers, events organisers, writers, speakers, photographers, bloggers and vloggers who promote the wonders of nature and allow us all to immerse ourselves in the world of wild things. And let's have a standing ovation for the army of volunteers who glue the whole thing together, and without whom the whole machinery would grind to a shuddering halt. They clear brush, cut reed, dig out overgrown ponds, restore heathlands, coppice woodlands, mend gates and fences, look after livestock, survey birds and butterflies, provide a cheerful meet and greet, raise funds, help with events, and oil the wheels of just about anything else you can imagine. We salute them all. We can dig deeper. If we just select those surveyors, we'll unveil a host of people prepared to give up their time to record the numbers, location, and fortunes of breeding birds, mammals, insects, fish, spiders, plants, other invertebrates, fungi, lichens, and even algae. It's all important stuff and a part of the intricately woven web of life. All of this has to be collated, entered into a database, and annual reports written. Unheralded work, but of such value, because without our knowing what we have, how can we possibly determine how it's faring and how we should protect it? How else would we be able to identify areas of especial conservation potential? How else would we be able to inform authority and help prevent the large-scale destruction of sensitive and precious wild spaces and wildlife? A function worthy of an honour if ever there was one. And then we have those worthy individuals who inspire young people and should, in my opinion, be awarded special honour. The upcoming generation needs nature. It's as imperative as their smartphones and tablets, as essential as their social media presence and Netflix account. But they'll probably not be aware of that until someone takes the trouble to open their eyes and show them. It's not cool, you see, at least not until someone their own age or who speaks their own language shows them it is. It takes special skill to be able to inspire the young, a special, intangible credibility. I've been fortunate to work with some of these people and have seen the difference their efforts can make to a young mind. On rare occasions, not qualifying as being anywhere near young, I've even managed to break through myself, so understand the reward it gives. These people are priceless, beyond worth, and deserve high praise. because I firmly believe that without learning lessons from the past, without demonstrating a meaningful present, we really do not have a future. I've had to be essentially brief in my list of deserving people. I've no doubt omitted many important functions and services. But rest assured that everyone involved in the conservation movement has my thanks and admiration. If I had my way, you would all be dames and sirs.
Thank you, Tim. And thank you to Barry for reminding us of the important role that nature and wildlife play in all of our lives, and never more so than in the difficult times we've been facing and continue to face. But that's not a new concept.